Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm very excited about having Dr. Jackie Freyberg on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She and her husband, Kevin, are the co-authors of the brand new book, Boom. I should say brand new because it's been out a few months, but it's the newest book they've written. They've written three. This is the third one, Boom, Seven Choices for Blowing the Doors Off Business as Usual. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Pronounce your last name for me.
Freyberg.
Freyberg. Okay. I think I pronounced it correctly earlier, but I probably didn't just now. Freyberg.
No worries.
And with a name like Blasingame, I try to get everybody else's name right, Jackie. So congratulations on your third book. Folks, the first one was nuts, the book about Southwest Airlines. And then the second one was called Guts, right, Jackie?
Yes.
And tell us about that.
The first book was really highlighting Southwest Airlines and their phenomenal success, and then we chose to write about 30 other organizations and study their leaders, their culture, and their success strategies, and then there's a Boom.
Right, right. And so folks, check that out. And I know many of you have read and certainly know about the Southwest Airlines book. That really shines some light on that industry. And that company for sure. But Boom is different. Tell us about how it's different.
It is different. We discovered in our journey of writing these books and then telling the stories behind these books that, you know, when you hear a story about a huge company, as a small business owner, you might say to yourself, well, you know, that could work for them, but I'm not a leader like Herb Kelleher, or, you know,
right,
we don't have all the resources they've got. And so we decided that we were going to equip people at all levels in companies, whether you're the owner or whether you're the frontline employee, with the seven choices that we think can help anyone, anywhere, turn up the volume on their ability to come to work engaged and make not just a difference, but a huge difference.
You know, Jackie, for the last 6 months or so, we've reported on at least three different surveys mm-hmm. that have been conducted on employee engagement.
Yeah.
And the news isn't good.
No, it's not good at all.
We've seen, and folks, I'm going to kind of do a composite of all three, kind of aggregate all three of these and give you some rough numbers. And basically what we saw was that about maybe one-third at the most of your employees on these surveys, folks, are what we'd call engaged, people who really come to work and they really put everything into it and they love what they do. And then about 40% are somewhat engaged, but that means they're also somewhat not engaged.
Right.
And then you got about 20 to 25% who absolutely are disengaged, and they're the ones who are torpedoing you. Jackie, those are frightening numbers.
They are frightening numbers, and we took a look at the same data that you're reporting on, and what we discovered is we are in the midst of a syndrome, and we call that syndrome the dead people working syndrome. And what that means is you've got a lot of people who physically show up. They show up on time. They absolutely leave on time, but they're only there physically. They're psychologically, emotionally, and intellectually checked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad news. The good news is we can change that. As business owners, as business leaders, guess what? The most significant factor influencing a person's engagement at work is their relationship with their immediate supervisor.
Yep.
Second on the list is culture, and third on the list is the ability to make a difference and to stretch and to grow. So guess what?
Wait a minute. What happened to the money?
I know. That's at the bottom of the list.
Where's the money?
That's at the bottom of the list.
How come money isn't on the top three? Folks, obviously, Jackie, my audience has listened to me long enough. They recognize my sarcasm pretty quickly.
Right.
But see, Jackie, I'm a lot older than you, and I've been watching these kind of surveys, these exit strategy surveys, for example,
mm-hmm.
for decades. And for more than 30 years, every study I've ever seen never put money as a reason for leaving.
Right,
or their motivation for doing a good job. Never in my career has money been anywhere near the top three.
Yeah, it is not. It continues not to be as well. What's interesting, though, is when people will leave a small business and they go through that exit interview, what they typically will say is they'll say, well, I'm leaving because there's better earning potential over there, better compensation package. Why are they not telling the truth? I'll tell you why they're not telling the truth. They're not telling the truth because it's so much easier to look at your boss and say, listen, I'm leaving because of financial reasons instead of I'm leaving because, quite frankly, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not that into you.
Exactly.
Well,
we can change that.
Well, here's the thing. Now that we've kind of got people's attention, hopefully, folks, and hopefully I'm continuing to get your attention as I've been trying to do for a while now. Now that we realize we've established that there is a challenge, there is a problem, there is an issue that we have to deal with, what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're an employee, for the moment, I want you to say, okay, which one of those three groups am I in? Am I engaged, somewhat engaged and disengaged, or am I totally disengaged? And Jackie, you're going to help us fix that. How do we do it?
Absolutely. Well, I think once you figure out where you are, then what you do is you say to yourself, is this where I'm happy being? It's not fulfilling. It's not exciting. You don't get that sense of accomplishment when you walk away at the end of the day feeling like you've just half-heartedly been in the game. And so what we would encourage people to do is then embrace these seven choices and walk a journey. It's a journey. These choices are not easy. But what we have discovered in writing this book is that the most valuable asset that people have, it's not the skill set, it's not the talent, it's not the experience, it's not the education. The most valuable asset that we bring to our jobs each and every day is our freedom to choose, to choose our attitude, to choose to be a player when we come to work and engage in a project, to choose to be accountable, to think and act like an owner, to choose to focus forward and focus on what we can do instead of what we can't do, to be a part of the solution versus the problem, to choose to just get it done instead of planning. And sometimes it even means to choose to push through fear and do risky things to make a difference.
All right, folks, you've heard this before, and now you're hearing it again. These things will be on the test, so I hope you're making notes. Jackie, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want you to help us. You know, a lot of people are listening right now are thinking, yeah, Jackie, I'd like to have all that too, but there's this issue with my manager. So we're gonna be the referee between these two groups. We come back after these messages, and I want to ask Jackie about her thoughts about how we manage risk that our employees take. We'll do that right after these messages. The book is called Boom. The authors are Kevin and Jackie Freiberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're not sitting there alone. We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Come in and hang out with us. We're visiting with our new friend, soon to be not so new friend. We're going to have her back because she's got a lot to teach us. Dr. Jackie Freiberg. She and her husband, Kevin, have written their third book, Boom, Seven Choices for Blowing the Doors Off Business as Usual. Jackie, tell us where the book's available, please.
The book is available on Amazon. The book is available at any major bookstores around the country.
What about your own website?
Yes, freibergs.com.
All right, that's F-R-I-E-B-E-R-G. And is that with an S, .com?
Yes, F-R-E-I-B-E-R-G-S.
E-I-B. Did I say it wrong? F-R-E-I-B-E-R-G-S.
.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And it's as good as the other two, folks, maybe better. So check that out. Jackie, we're talking about, you gave us the, folks, she gave us a rundown of the seven basic things that you're going to learn about in the book. Be a player, be accountable, choose service over self-interest, focus forward, play to your genius, let it get done, get it done. And then the risk thing in the back, and that was the last one. I want to start with that one and maybe work backward, Jackie. One of the things that I've said for a long time is that the 21st century is a century of the entrepreneur. But that can only happen if we have entrepreneurial organizations.
Yeah.
And the only way you can have an entrepreneurial organization is to have entrepreneurial employees. And the only way to do that is for managers to learn how to let their people take risks. Mm-hmm. And when they make mistakes, and they will make mistakes, instead of saying, as Trump does, you're fired, mm-hmm. you say, you redeem them. Yeah. Redemption is the strongest element, strongest power in the marketplace, in my opinion, in management. And you redeem them with this question: what did we learn? Now, that, in my opinion, is how you get employees to take risks. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And I think it's also building a spirit of what we call candor in organizations, because candid information, candid feedback, candid communication allows people to be authentic and honest. And if you have a small business, which I know many of your listeners do,
yep.
that's something that's critical to innovation, to driving change, and to increasing the freedom that people feel to add value and to contribute. Martin Luther King said, our lives begin to end, E-N-D, end, the day we become silent about things that matter.
Mm-hmm.
People in businesses, especially small businesses, need everybody in all places, at all levels, willing to talk about what matters. So I think one of the best things a business owner and then managers and individuals can do is have open, candid conversations about, mm-hmm. you know, what's working, what's not working, and what ultimately needs to change. You can't moan about what's not working. You
right.
have to be able to come up with solutions, ideas, and then the individuals that come up with those ideas should be the ones to champion those ideas. That's how you build the spirit of ownership.
But two things have to happen to do that. The manager has to be prepared to listen to what's being said.
Yes.
And the employees have to not whine.
And the employees have to be willing to step up. Yes, they have to step up to the plate and participate.
And the way to stop whining, in my opinion, Jackie, and I talk about this all the time, is when you have a problem or a challenge that you want to bring to the boss's attention, and you said it a minute ago, Jackie, don't just bring the problem. Mm-hmm. Bring some kind of a solution. Even if you know it's not the best, it'll at least be your attempt to get the problem solved.
And it's your attempt to create a spirit of open, candid conversation. And the more people you get participating in that kind of a conversation, the better the ideas, and the less likely you are to have to reward failure or have to, you know,
right.
Forgive failure.
And bringing that little solution that you've come up with is the opposite of whining.
It so is. It is. It is. And you know what? The only thing that whining does for us as individuals is it makes us become more stalled, more stuck, more actively disengaged. We're feeding our mind, we're mm-hmm. feeding our body bad, negative stuff. And you know what? That actually is a whole lot easier to do than to be a part of the solution. That's
right.
why this isn't easy stuff.
Right. So Jackie, I've got about a minute and a half. Your last thoughts on... You got something under a billion small business owners at your knee right now.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say to them?
I'd like to invite them to join our movement, and our movement is a movement that defies mediocrity. Business as usual is mediocrity. It's organizations full of people who are whining and moaning and not willing to step up and to contribute. No one in their right mind wants to be that way. As business owners, wake people up, shake them up, and invite them to participate in exercising their freedom to choose and to choose 7 choices so that they can make a difference in their own lives personally and then professionally.
That's what you find in the book, folks. And Jackie, what I've been telling my audience for a long time now is to learn how to seek excellence, not perfection. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think you are spot on. I'll seek excellence any day.
Well, excellence is reality, because you can always improve on excellence. Perfection, which actually can't be attained, once you get there, if you could ever get there, where is there to go after that?
Exactly. And everybody wants something to strive for.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website one more time.
Freibergs.com, FreiBergs.com.
And they can find the book there, but they can find out more about the book there too, right?
They sure can. Lots of
It's available
resources.
Wherever books are sold. Boom, 7 choices for blowing the doors off business as usual. Jackie, will you come back?
I will. Absolutely. Love to.
We've had a good time, and you've taught us a lot. You got more to teach us. We'll do that again real soon.
All right. Thanks. We'll talk.
Congratulations
soon.
On the book. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back with Stephen Preston, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
The answer seems more
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.